it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And one thing I'm excited to see is playoff Bryce Harper. I mean, I've said it before, when they've lost, hasn't been his fault. Now, I know some people point to individual at-bats.
It was a pretty bad
at-bat. It was horrible. It was a horrible at-bat.
In a bad spot.
So that was, what, the sixth inning of game three?
I think so, yeah.
But you know what? He still had a 750 slugging percentage in the series. He flat out saved their butt in game two with the home run. And I'm talking the Mets series last year. And James, help me remember this. Top five in the history of baseball for postseason OPS?
I believe so. I haven't checked it since last season, yeah. But I don't think he would have gone down. And he was there after 23, so sure. I don't know how he would have gone down.
Yeah. I mean, that's something. So got to be happy for him. I don't think he's going to be probably ever again back to the excellence he was. For a full season, like 2021.
Could be for a month, though.
Could be for a month.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it this season. We've seen, you know, 2 week stretches where it's like, oh, there he is. Yeah. You know, so, and we know he elevates. And he had that really cool quote the other day about, you know, talking about how the season is, you know, kind of been down, but October's coming,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So,
speaking of October being up here, you know, soon. They clinched the division last night. Let's go to the moment when the Phillies won the division. It was a wild game. We're not really talking as much about the game because obviously it's more of a season and an era thing with this team again back in the postseason, but a crazy back-and-forth contest. Phils pull it out. Duran did blow a save in the ninth. Robertson closes it down in the tenth. Let's listen. It's called by Scott Fransky last night here on WIP as the Phils, for the second straight year, win the division.
Two balls, two strikes, bases loaded, two outs, the pitch. Swinging a voucher to first. Harper gloves it, takes it himself, and the Phillies take the National League East Division crown. It's their second straight divisional crown as the Phillies come running out of the dugout and share hugs on the pitcher's mound at Dodgers Stadium as the Phillies have clinched the National League East.
You know, that final out reminded me, I don't know how many people thought of it, but it was similar to 93. Slow bouncing ball to John Kroc, which he threw over underhand to Don Paul. But in this case,
took it himself.
Bryce kept it himself.
He wasn't taking any chance. He said that post game. Yeah, yeah. Just go step in the back.
Ran right over there.
We had so much time. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't. There was no reason to throw it.
Right, he gave the ball to John Middleton.
Yes, he did. Let's listen to Rob Thompson post game with the guys in the locker room. Obviously, an assist as always in these moments from JT. If you're just waking up to it, Phils went. They went all in last night. This was not a celebration. It was like, been there, done that, no big deal. We'll wait till we win the World Series to celebrate. They partied. They partied hard. The strobe lights were going in Dodger Stadium. It looked like a great scene, obviously. Any of us would have loved to have been in. Let's listen to Rob Thompson. Before it really cranked up, he had a toast to his club.
Toughness, resiliency, how you stay after day after day, inning by inning. I mean, we've had all kinds of adversity this year with travel and rain delays and injuries, and you guys have fought right through it. So this is for all of you, all the staff, the guys that we've left behind, Wheeler, Alvarado, Trey, Romano, they couldn't be here. The guys that have come up from Lehigh Valley and helped us out. This is a great team effort, great team effort. Back-to-back National League East champions. That's too awesome, boys. So enjoy it. JT, how many we got left, buddy?
Whatever the hell it takes, Tom.
That's right.
And JT's answer, whatever the hell it takes, Topper, obviously in light of the fact they don't know yet whether it's going to require three series or four series to win the World Series, so you don't know how many games. But it looks like it's going to be 11 games. Looks like it's going to be three series. Phils are now 5.5 up on L.A. with 11 games to go, so very, very, very likely to get at least a bye. They still have let's put it this way, they got a better shot at the one seed than the three seed. So
it's
much,
it's not even comparable,
much better.
Yeah.
One more thing before we go back to the phones. John, you've been in a couple locker rooms where a coach addresses you when you have a major achievement. For instance, with Andy Reid.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I guess with Bill Callahan in Oakland, you reached a Super Bowl. Didn't win it all, obviously. These guys yet haven't won it all. But you've had those moments where the coach is with the guys and the guys you celebrate. What is that like after, in your case, football, from training camp through a four-month regular season, a couple weeks of the playoffs? Like, what is it like when you're in that moment as a player and you're celebrating together?
I think there it's so individual, but the big sweeping thing is what you saw last night. Everyone wants to go get their like party relief on. You know, it's time to go let it go.
Yeah.
That's it, really, that's the main focus. When I did it in Oakland, we had only a week. So that was especially tight. That was like as soon as we won the game, everyone's trying to squeeze a week in before we even got on the planes because it was over and done with before you even knew it. But man,
and the Eagles thing had to be bittersweet because you were injured. I mean that you knew you weren't so, playing in the game.
Watching from afar, feeling more like an outsider probably than I should have because I couldn't provide anything to my team at all. I couldn't provide. I mean, you know, hey guys, here's what happened when I was in one of these a couple years ago. You know, like it just didn't. When you're the injured guy, no one cares.
Yeah.
They're focused on the task here and now, and I wasn't any part of that. I just was trying to stay out of the way as best I could.
Well, congrats to the Phils. It's a great accomplishment making the playoffs 4 years in a row, winning the division for the second straight year. And this is, I believe, only the second time ever they've won four straight. I mean, technically they did it twice last era, you know, they won four in a row and then they won a fifth. So if you want to count that, but essentially that group won four in a row, this meaning playoffs, this group is now playoffs four in a row and playoff baseball. It's obviously going to be here on WIP in October. Let's go to the phones. Your reaction, your sense of pride and anticipation and excitement with the Phils. Also though, the cynics are out there. I know because I've been hearing the phone calls all season long. They can't win the World Series. Do you still feel that way? 215-5. I don't feel that way. 215-592-9494. D in Perkasie. D, good morning.
Good morning. I was so excited when I got on and woke up last night. Just happened to wake up at 12:15 in the morning and got to see the win. I fell asleep at 10 because I have to be up at 5. Oh, my gosh. I was thrilled. You guys should not be talking football. Be talking Phillies. This is amazing. Fourth in a row that they're going to the playoffs. I am just tickled. Red, white, and blue. They're going to do it this year, and we all need to have hope, like Harry Callis says.
Well, I hope you're right, Day. Look, I can't prove that they will. I don't know that they will. I know this. They can. I know they can. And you know what's a shame? We'll never know what would have happened with Wheeler. I do believe they lost the best player on the team. I believe that. I think they lost their best player.
But we're so deep.
We don't know the effect as a bringing them together, the galvanite. Like, could it be. Is possible could that be. That could be a moment for them that did lead them to
it. Is, and I'll say this, it is, and I mean this is no disrespect to Wheeler. It is possible with Carson Wentz against Tom Brady that Carson would not have stepped up the way Foles did.
100%.
I mean, that's. Yeah. Sure. I mean, sure. Foles had to put a 41 spot up to beat Tom Brady.
Foles played one of the great games of all time.
Yes, he did.
Literally.
Yes, he did.
Not just for the Eagles, ever.
But I will say this. D, I wish the fourth starter situation was better. I mean, credit to Ranger. Pitched pretty good last night, not exceptional, pretty good. Credit to Ranger, though, in recent weeks. He's pitched very well. Lizardo, again, has rebounded. Sanchez has been rock solid all year. But the Nola, Taiwan, Walker, Buehler thing, that is very shaky.
But they've got it. They're deep enough, and they seem to be able to recover. When one goes down, the next one comes up. When Duran couldn't do it last night, Robertson came in. Was thrilled to see that. Was thrilled to see him pull it off because that made all the difference.
Yeah, no, Robertson
doesn't always have it. Nobody's perfect. These are guys. These are kids.
Well, you've heard of the hammer and beat the hammer, right, Dave? You listen 7:45 on Friday.
Yeah, you're right. No. 46 times or whatever it is.
Robertson's got manly, manly calves. His calves.
I just love that
masculine.
He's 40. It makes me so happy having a 40-year-old in the team. It really does.
And he's been on the Phillies three separate times.
Yes.
Three different times. That's amazing.
And Dave, you know what he did different last night in the celebration?
What?
He didn't injure his ankle like he did a couple years ago. Where he had to miss a round of the playoffs.
That?
Hey, Dave, great call. Call us during the playoffs. That's wonderful stuff. 215.
Technically, he did it in the playoffs. It was in the Cardinals round that he hurt himself.
He didn't miss a round.
Yeah.
He missed a freaking round of the playoffs.
Not in a regular season celebration for the playoffs.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, Elliott Short Parks at 7:50, both on the Eagles and Phils. Tons of audio from the locker room after the game. You're going to hear interviews with Bryce Harper. You're going to hear interviews with Rob Thompson, Harrison Bader. Great interview. That and more. Phone calls on all of it. 8 o'clock, your chance to hear a name. And with that name, you can win tickets on the Friday show to the Eagles-Rams game. A ton going on. Your calls as well. If you're AJ, would you be frustrated? As a Phillies fan, how do you feel? A lot happening. Much of it is good. 2-0 Eagles on the way to the playoffs. Phillies on 94 WIP.
Hey, Pitt parents. This is the greatest time of the year. We got football. We got baseball playoffs. And the weather is just perfect to be outside with our furry friends. The lead dog at Dogs and Cats Rule wants you to know their stores are stocked with the healthiest, freshest foods available on the planet because we all want to keep our pets happy and most of all healthy. So whether it's freeze-dried, gently cooked, raw, dehydrated, air-dried, or of course, premium kibble and cans, Dogs and Cats Rule has it all. Now for the ultimate Philly sports fan, which all of us are, they've got stores stocked with officially licensed NFL and MLB jerseys, collars, leads, bandanas, and toys so you can match your pets up to what, you know, jersey you're wearing. They've got the brand new Saquon Barkley jerseys at Dogs and Cats Rule. Also, they've got Harper, Schwarber, and of course, Jalen Hurts while supplies last. That is Dogs and Cats Rule, and you can find them in 7 convenient neighborhood locations in New Jersey, Princeton, and Pennington, in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. For more information, you can always check them out online at dogsandcatsrule.pet. That's Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.